it looks like the text is coming to cut down on the press, on the civil society, on political parties. And they are mixing it up, but we are stating our facts very, very clearly that we are for laws that are meant to fight terrorism. Any aspect of the law which is there to fight terrorism, we are for that, because nobody can be indifferent to the sufferings of people all over the world, including and especially in the northern part of Cameroon. But what government is sliding in order to crack down on the press, on the opposition parties, on civil society, that is what we are fighting against. That's what we are warning government against.
But some supporters of the ruling party are saying that this is what the president was voted for, to protect unarmed civilians and to protect the life and property of Cameroonians. So the criticisms about this new measure is misplaced. What do you say about that?
Well, that is what they are saying. That's what they are saying. If you listen to what government was saying yesterday, let me just take, for instance, the press. What the government spokesman yesterday was saying, the pressmen, we are saying to government, are you telling us that whenever we have whatever information, we bring it to you before we publish it? He says yes. And if we do not bring it, it is punishable according to that law, death, and so on. So you find out that government is trying to portray a wrong impression, a wrong image of the opposition and the entire Cameroon people, because they are not only struggling to fight terrorism, they are, putting in other sections of the law which is meant to crack on the people.
The president could soon sign this new measure that was passed in Parliament on Wednesday. That means that it will become law very soon. What is your next line of action about this measure that you are opposed to?
In fact, today there was a civil society, you call it in French, Dynamique Citoyenne, which demonstrated in town so that the head of state should not promulgate it. Tomorrow, the national chairman of my party is going to have a press conference to explain why the president has to have a second reading and define what he means by terrorism and move out sections that are bent and geared towards the population. So there is some sort of action that is not very, is not yet. Very, very, very concrete.
Now, does that mean that there will be more actions to follow after meeting, since this was just passed today, about your next line of action?
It will become law when the president signs it. If it does, and along the line there is popular action, it can still come back to it, because it depends on how much the population can react to it to stop it.
Does that mean that you are going to go to the population to educate them about this new measure?
The population is very, very irritated about it, and they are calling us every day, and they are warning that if the president signs it, it could lead to some public disorder if he does sign it. The population is already very irritated about it.